voters face a stark choice in France. The two presidential candidates are centrist pro-European Union Emmanuel Macron. The 44-year-old incumbent cast his vote in Le Touquet on Sunday morning. Or they can vote for the far-right Eurosceptic Marine Le Pen. It's the second time they've gone head-to-head in a runoff. In 2017, a so-called Republican Front helped Macron win. Voters who agreed on little else came together to stop the far-right taking the presidency. This year, both candidates want the votes of supporters of far-left candidate Jean-Luc Mélenchon. He won just 1% less of the vote than Le Pen in the first round.
La sincérité?
Sincerity matters, and the fact that we never tried Marine Le Pen, I'm not going to hide it. For me, there were two options. It was either survive in Europe with Macron or leave in France with Marine Le Pen. The choice was crystal clear for me.
I think there is an important choice to be made today. On the one hand, we have a president that is what it is. And on the other hand, a woman who does not share the same values of democracy. So we must vote against her.
I think
everybody can feel that we are in troubled times in the world and in France. And it's important to remember that if we have one duty and one right, is the right to vote.
Macron has struggled to shake off a perception he is aloof. The label president of the rich has stuck. That's even though data shows all but the poorest 5% of French households are better off than they were 5 years ago. Le Pen has focused on the rising cost of living, one of the main concerns of French voters. She says she'll prioritise French citizens over immigrants for public housing and jobs. And Le Pen has played down her promise to ban Muslim women from wearing headscarves in public.
This is the closest the far right has come to winning power in France. Turnout will be important. It's the middle of the Easter holidays here, and many people are away from the place where they need to cast their vote. At midday, 26.4% of those registered to vote had cast a ballot. Now compare that to 2017, where turnout at this time was about 28%. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, Paris.
And live now to another of our correspondents in Paris, Natasha Butler, who's also at a polling station in central Paris. All eyes on the turnout, as Bernard said there. How has the voting gone where you are?
Well, it's relatively quiet at this polling station. It was a bit busy at a polling station I was at a bit earlier. But, I mean, what we're seeing here is what you heard in Bernard's package, that the school holidays have begun in many parts of France. And that is why in places like Paris you might see a few less people at the polling station. It doesn't mean they didn't vote, because many people have decided to vote on proxy whilst perhaps they leave town for a break. What we know across the country from the Interior Ministry is that the turnout at midday local time was about 26%. Now, that is lower than it was in previous elections in 2017, 2012, but it is just a fraction higher than it was in the first round of this election 2 weeks ago, less than a percentage point higher. Now, what you want to read into that, you can. Certainly for the two candidates in this race, they'll be pleased that people are continuing to turn out at least at the same levels as they were in the first round, rather than not turning out at all. This is, of course, a battle between two very different visions of France. You have Emmanuel Macron, the centrist incumbent. He's looking for a second term. He says that the next 5 years would be a pro-EU reformist agenda for him. And then on the other hand, Marine Le Pen, anti-immigration. She wants to ban the headscarf in public in France. She wants a referendum on national identity. Two very different visions of France, but both saying that they would address one of the main issues in this campaign, the cost of living. They'd also create more jobs.
I was going to ask you about that. What is the most important issue for French voters as they cast their ballot today?
Well, the cost of living again and again is something that comes up no matter where you go in France, who you speak to, whether it's a market, whether you're talking to people who have a business. They all talk about their concerns over rising prices on fuel, on food, on supplies, on products. Everyone is worried. They are seeing prices go up. It is their reality. It is what they are living. And that is why they are really looking to see which presidential candidate might make their own lives financially a little bit easier. They are concerned, of course, about jobs, the war in Ukraine has overshadowed the latter half of this election. Also other issues, though. The COVID pandemic still very much in people's minds, the management of that by the government, also immigration, security and crime. But what is interesting is in a second round of election, it tends to be quite different than the first round. The first round, people will often vote for an issue they feel very close to, climate change, for example. In the second round, what they are doing is looking at these two candidates, in this case, Macron and Le Pen, and they are trying to decide who is the most presidential, who is going to run the country in the most competent manner. And that will be something on people's minds when they go to the ballot box, because they might not necessarily agree with either side's politics.
Natasha, thank you for that. Natasha Butler, live for us there in Paris. Let's discuss the French election further now with Josephine Starin, who's a political analyst at the think tank Sinopia, and she's joining us from Ajaccio on the island of Corsica, the French island of Corsica. Josephine, thank you so much for being with us. Turnout slightly lower, but, you know, many are saying that doesn't mean anything necessarily. But when you look at the polls, they're suggesting, leading up to the second round, they're suggesting high abstention. Why is this election so disappointing for many French people?
Well, as you said, it's very disappointing for most French people because we are replaying the game of 2017, 5 years ago, when we already had Emmanuel Macron and Marine Le Pen facing each other in the second round of the election. And this time, it's not the same Emmanuel Macron and it's not the same Marine Le Pen. Emmanuel Macron has 5 years of presidency and now he has things to be accountable for. And Marine Le Pen is less radical, at least in her propositions, in her program, political program. So it's two different candidates than 5 years ago, but still, for the French citizens, it is the same game over and over again, and the same visions, two opposite visions of France, of the EU, and of the world.
Well, let's take a closer look at some of the policies between them. I mean, starting with the EU, there are those who've said, Josephine, that the EU's future hinges on this election. Do you agree with that? Is this a vote, a referendum on the EU?
It is, in a way, a referendum pro or against the EU. It is, everybody knows now that the President Emmanuel Macron is pro-EU and has a vision of a powerful EU. And he has shown that in the previous 5 years. And on the other hand, we have Marine Le Pen, whose voters show that they're concerned about the EU, about the EU's power over the nation state. So it is two different visions of the EU and of France within the EU that are actually fighting today.
But Le Pen is no longer talking about pulling France out of the EU as she was in the past, or even the single pulling France out of the single currency, the euro. To what do you attribute this change in stance, this softening, it would seem, of her stance on the EU?
Yeah, well, she's less radical because she wants to touch more and more people and leaving the EU like the UK did previous years ago. It is too radical for a lot of people who question the added value of being part of the EU, but at the same time, who value the fact that being part of the EU adventure, of the EU integration, is something good overall for the French citizens. So she's less radical, but she wants to revise the treaties, and she also wants to revise the Schengen laws about immigration. The Marine Le Pen's program on the EU is not an exit, but she wants to revise it, and it could provoke an institutional crisis at the EU level.
All right. But as we heard from our correspondent just a moment ago, the cost of living is really what matters the most to French people today. Between these two candidates, who's got the most solid program when it comes to addressing this issue of the cost of living?
Well, when it comes to economy, Emmanuel Macron has shown to be very solid, as you said. And in the previous debate that we had Wednesday, everybody said that he won the economic part of the debate because he was more sure of his numbers than Marine Le Pen was. But now, French people, they don't just look at discourses and words on economy. They're looking at facts. And lots of Marine Le Pen's voters see that at the end of the month, they have less money than they used to have 5 years ago, even though Emmanuel Macron proves with the numbers that it's not real. So it is two different visions of the cost of living, of the evolution of the economy in France that are opposing each other today.
Thank you so much for talking to us, Josephine. Thank you for your analysis. Josephine Starin is a political analyst joining us there from the French island of Corsica. There's lots more ahead.